You're listening to Stop Feeding the Predators on City of Angels Recovery Radio. The phone number for Stop Feeding the Predators is 614-403-4545. And today's topic, I'm guessing, might get a lot of phone calls. That's why I gave the phone number in advance. Again, the number is 614-403-4545. My name is Lynn, and today I am going to talk about men. It is accusedly man's favorite subject, and whether you agree with the things that I suggest or you do not agree, I encourage you to listen to the reasons why I make the suggestions that I do. And you are more than welcome, you are encouraged to get a hold of me and let me know what you think of tonight's show. You can send a private message, you can call 614-403-4545, or you can send a email or a Facebook message, whichever. The topic is men. Short, tall, fat, skinny, athletic, couch potato, every color, every religion. We are talking about the male species. One of the things that I often hear out and around is men dogging each other, picking on each other, making fun of each other. And oftentimes they will tell me that that's how men relate to each other. That's just the thing that they do. I guess similar to how, you know, certain animal species, the males just kind of roughhouse to see who's the best. So I'm not going to touch too much on male-to-male friendships, but I am going to talk about what it means to be a man, what a real man looks like, not in terms of physical looks, but in terms of their actions and such. And again, even if you don't agree with my comments here tonight, please listen to the why. That's all I ask. One of the things that I saw recently on a Facebook post, and I think it was Steve Harvey that made the comment, a man is not whipped. I'm not going to use the other word that usually comes with that, but men sometimes jokingly refer to each other as being whipped, especially if the whipped man is married or has a girlfriend that he is loyal to, that he respects, that he would rather spend time with her than with his buddies. And I would like for you to think about the impact of calling a man whipped. It gives the implication that someone else, most often a female in his life, has some control over him like he's a trained dog. And that is not true. A man who says, hey guys, I'm cutting out early tonight, gonna go home, spend some time with my girlfriend, wife, whatever. That is a man who loves his wife, girlfriend, whatever. That is not a man who is whipped. That is a man who genuinely wants to spend time with her. And that should be respected, and that should be upheld as being a good thing. And very often in the beginning of relationships, men want to spend a lot more time with the new girlfriend than they do with the guys. And who can blame them? She's pretty, she smells good, she makes dinner, you know. Her hands are soft when they're taking a walk and they're holding hands, you know. She's a lot more snuggly at a movie than his buddies. Why wouldn't a man want to spend more time with a woman? But it seems that as the years go on, as months go on, but as the years go on, especially in married couples, his buddies may tease him and say, dude, she's still going to be there. You're married. You've been married 10 years. She's still going to be there. What are you hurrying home for? It's not like she's going to be gone. But again, I would encourage people to think, you're trying to reduce the importance of this woman in this man's life. And that's just a mean thing to do. You might as well tell him his dog and his shotgun and his pickup truck don't matter. And I'm taking it to the redneck level because I see this male bashing of being whipped more often men to men in the quote-unquote redneck community. And it's just, it's not fair, because here's a man who has his priorities. You know, he's taking care of his job. He's got a woman who loves him. Why wouldn't you want to be with her? Another expression is men get called a wimp. Maybe they're called a wimp because of an injury, and they're told, oh, come on, don't be a wimp. Let's go. Get back in the game. When really, what his friends mean is, I'm sorry you got hurt. I hope you're okay. If you get back in the game, I can forget that you got hurt, and I'll know everything's all right. You know, and sometimes it's just cockiness of, you know, dude, get back in the game. We're gonna lose without you, you know. Sometimes men are called wimps if they're seen crying or expressing any emotion that is most commonly attributed to being a female emotion. So that would be fear, that would be sadness, that would be extreme love, that would be anything that would make him cry. I've seen a lot of wedding videos, and you'll see at the beginning, you know, the groom at the wedding tends to be emotional. You know, you see these videos and these men are crying because they are marrying the woman that they love. And I don't think that that warrants being called a wimp in any way, shape, or form. I think if a man is so in love with a woman that he tears up at the very sight of her on the wedding day, I think that's amazing. I would like to be loved like that. I mean, that's... Who wouldn't? Sometimes men are called wimps when they are suffering from depression. And sometimes, you know, they may isolate themselves because of their depression. And their buddies will say, you know, don't be a wimp. Come on, dude, let's go out. You know, have a couple beers. Move on with your life, whatever. And I'd like to reassure any men who have suffered with depression in the past, are currently experiencing depression, or have occasional bouts of depression that seem to come and go, you are not a wimp for having depression. It's a very real thing. It is a psychological, physical condition that you could have everything be going great in your life and still be suffering from it. And I dare say depression is not for wimps. If you experience depression and you find a way to wake up the next morning and try again one more day of whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, whether it's work or just feeding the dog or just existing, I applaud you. Depression is a very powerful thing. And anyone who wakes up the next morning with their depression still intact is not a wimp. It takes a very strong person to not give up and to make it through to the next day. Okay, my favorite, we're going to talk about man versus guy. I realized that in a lot of my relationships, I was dating guys. I was not dating men. And the difference between that, and again, this is just my opinion, but listen to the why, please. A man is someone who is honest, respectful, consider it. A guy is someone who is sarcastic, jokes around a lot, blows things off, you know, oh, that's not important, don't worry about that. What are you upset about that for? No big deal. A man will say, honey, I'm sorry you're upset about that. Do you want to talk about it? And he'll say it even if he doesn't want to talk about it. And he'll actually listen, even though he really doesn't want to talk about it. And I'm not saying that it has to be immediate every single time, but there are some times when it takes a real man to step up and say, I see that you're upset about something. I've had a really difficult day. I want to be there for you. But right now, I'm not able, and I don't want to abandon you. So I'm going to take about 15 minutes and just do nothing to kind of get rid of all the thoughts and all the garbage in my head from the day. And then I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to listen to what you have to say. I'm going to see if there's anything I can do to help, but I'm going to be there for you. But right now I need 15 minutes just for me. Is whatever's going on something that can give me 15 minutes before I'm there for you? If someone just died, maybe you don't get your 15 minutes. If she just had a miscarriage, if she just lost her job, if the dog got hit by a car, if she can't find the kids, if, you know, there's some life and death kind of situation, you're not getting your 15 minutes. In fact, you probably won't even have had time to even say that you need 15 minutes because she's going to have blurted out what her needs are and what the situation is as soon as you walked in that door. But a guy says, I'm not dealing with this right now. I know you're upset. I can see you're upset. I know you want to talk about whatever it is that's going on. But right now, I'm hungry. There's a game on, and I'm just not dealing with it today. So whatever it is, just suck it up and get over it. That's a guy. And again, this is Lynn's opinion. So if you don't agree, give me a call and tell me why. And if you're a man and you don't agree, you give me an example of man versus guy. There's also a child, a male child versus a man. I've heard the expression, I'm going to teach him how to be a man. And I find that horribly offensive, the same as if somebody said, I'm going to teach you how to be a woman. You don't have to teach a dog how to be a dog. You don't have to teach a goldfish how to be a goldfish. We don't have to teach boys how to be men. What we have to teach them is expectations of being a man. Like, don't pee on the floor. Works for dog, works for man. But oftentimes, teaching somebody how to be a man gives the implication that you're going to teach them how to be rough, how to be tough, how to be judgmental, how to be mean, stand their ground, not take any crap. Well, real men can take crap and know it's not about them. Real men can say, yeah, thanks for the crap. I'm leaving it here. I'm going to go home to my woman. You know? Men don't pick on women because they cry or get emotional. A man understands that women feel things differently than men. And I'm not saying that men don't have a right to cry and that the emotions aren't the same, but women tend to feel things more frequently, whereas men just kind of go about their day and every once in a while they go, oh, hey, I'm kind of bummed. Or, wow, I didn't realize that happened. That makes me sad. Women, we tend to enjoy our emotions. Every possible emotion, every chance we get. If there's a beautiful sunset, we're going to ooh and ah. If there's a baby, we're going to ooh and ah. If there's a dog that got hit by a car, we're just going to ah. Men tend to put those things aside on a more regular basis. Now, I'm not saying men don't feel those things. They certainly do. But not with the same frequency that women do. Here's a big one for you. Men do not look at pornography. And I'm going to put this in a little different perspective for you. The reason that real men don't look at pornography is because they understand that that is the equivalent of a woman looking at pictures of a beautiful log cabin or expensive things that this man can never provide for her. She would be looking at, you know, a luxury vacation home. For me, it's the log cabin thing. But if your man is not handy with tools, if he's not financially well off, when you sit around looking at pictures of houses he can never build for you, vacation resorts he can never buy for you, for the first time in his life, he's going to understand how you feel when he looks at pornography. I had a boyfriend who had a screensaver picture of a beautiful woman. Now, she was not naked. She was clothed. And she was indeed an absolutely beautiful woman. And she had on a swimsuit, and it covered the vital parts. But I told him that that picture offended me, that he would have that as his screensaver, because her stomach was smooth. I said, I've got breasts, I've got legs, whatever, size, shape, differences, you know, whatever. But her stomach was smooth. And I have stretch marks because I've had children. And I told him how much it hurt me that I could never look like her. I cannot compete with that. I can't be who he finds attractive. Men, when you look at pornography, it physically changes your brain. Not just emotionally, there are physical changes to the brain itself. I've taken training through the police department. I've taken training through rape intervention. I've taken various different training courses, and every one of them has cited a different study, a different grouping of information of how they got to this point to present this in class, that when a man looks at a picture of a naked woman, he does not see a human being. He sees a thing to be had, to be used, to be at his disposal for whatever he sees fit, and to be dismissed when he is done. That is not my opinion. That is fact. That is scientifically proven. So of all the things that that I shared tonight on the show, pornography affecting your brain is not Lynn's opinion. It is science. It is fact. Someone said, well, you can make science prove anything. No, you can't. Science is science. Facts are facts. I'm also going to offer that porn is objectifying to the point that I would classify pornography as the gateway drug to rape and sexual assault. When I did the police training for human trafficking, we spent hours and hours and hours and pages and diagrams and so much overload information, and finally got to the end of the course, and the man said, and of course, and all of that was about human trafficking and how the trafficking happens, how they network, how they find their victims, all of, I mean, big important stuff. The very last thing he said at the end of class, oh, in case anybody wants to know, we do know the root cause of human trafficking. Okay, well, if somebody said they had the root cause for cancer, wouldn't that be something you'd want to know? So we were like, yeah, what? The root cause of human trafficking is pornography. See, when you look at a picture of a naked woman or a naked man, if you know, women are listening and they're saying, well, my husband doesn't look at porn, but I do, but it's okay because I think differently. No. When you look at a picture of a person and you mentally use that for your own personal satisfaction, you are making them a thing. After a while, looking at pictures of naked women isn't enough. Some people move on to different kinds of pornography. Some people get more into risky sexual relationships with strangers. My point is, looking at pictures of naked women doesn't ever, ever stop there. There's no one that only looks at pictures of naked women. They go to movies. They, you know, talk on sex chat lines. They watch pornography while they get someone else to participate with them. It always amps up to the next thing. And if you think about this, if you are looking through a magazine full of pictures of desserts, brownies and cakes and milkshakes and all kinds of different desserts. And I heard somebody just said a milkshake is not a dessert. Sorry, some people, milkshake's their thing. You know, that's like saying the skinny woman in Playboy is not going to be looked at. Some people, that's their thing. But if you're looking at different pictures of desserts, eventually you're going to actually have to have something sweet because you've been sitting there thinking about it, pondering it, wanting it, desiring it. You're not just going to look at pictures of food and not eat something in that category or something sweet. It's the same with pornography. Someone asked me, are we talking about like regular porn or are we talking about like child porn? And I said, are we talking like 3-layer chocolate cake or are we talking little cupcakes? Because it's the same thing. You look at 3-layer cakes for so long, you want them so bad, but you realize you can never have a 3-layer cake. That's just, it's not going to happen. You can't afford to buy it, and you're not skilled to make it to keep the layers stick together. So you start getting into chocolate cupcakes. You can do that. You can do chocolate cupcakes. They're actually easier to get, easier to make, easier to store. You can have more of them before anybody realizes how many you've had. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about porn. Being a man means that you are respectful. You are respectful to women, to other men. You are respectful to children. You are respectful, period. I mean, there's not a disclaimer on that one. Being respectful means that you take into account other people's feelings, emotions, opinions. And being a man doesn't mean always being right and always telling other people how you're right and how they're wrong. being a man means stating what you believe, but also listening to what other people believe. Maybe they'll introduce a thought that you hadn't occurred to you yet, like my view on porn, or my view on man versus guy. You know, some of the stuff that I talked about pornography, maybe it never occurred to you that you think it's okay for you to look at Playboy, but you'd be horrified if you caught your wife looking at pictures of, you know, cars being fixed or, you know, room additions being added on, things that you don't physically have the ability to do and don't have the money to do. You know, you basically, your woman would be looking at what you can never be for her. Being a man means being respectful, opening doors for women, not because they're weak, but because it's respectful, because women are special. And when you're a real man and you're genuinely respectful, you even hold the door open for other men, because it's just a polite thing to do. Real men are patient with others, especially people who view things differently, not only because it's polite, but also because it's important to find out what other people believe and why they believe it, so that you can either educate them about what you know about the topic, or you may learn something that you didn't know. There's not a man out there who hasn't been in a close relationship with a woman who hasn't learned things that he never knew. Real men teach and educate women on how to defend themselves, and they never give the woman that they love a reason to need to protect themselves from him. Controlling, abusive, those words sometimes are matched up with the word man, abusive man, controlling man. I don't believe that that's appropriate, because I haven't met men who are controlling and abusive. I have met guys who are controlling and abusive. And a guy is someone who has grown up enough that he's not considered a child. He's over 18, but he just hasn't learned how to be a respectful human being yet. A real man appreciates the difference between genders. He doesn't make fun of a woman for having emotions about things that he doesn't have emotions about. I wish that I could give some examples, because there was a man that I had a relationship with that I have lots of examples, but I can't give the examples without giving too much information about who he was or things like that. So just know, when I say a real man appreciates that a woman thinks differently, feels emotionally differently, you know, and the fact that she smells pretty and is soft and all those other physical characteristics that are differences between the genders, real men appreciate that. Guys only notice the physical differences. Men take the entire woman into account. Who she is, how she thinks, what she believes, who she loves, how she hurts. Real men protect all children, whether they belong to him or not. I've given a lot of information, and I'm really, really excited to hear some feedback from men. You can tell me where I'm wrong. You can tell me what I got right. And I'm also expecting to hear from some guys who want to tell me how I have no clue what I'm saying. You've been listening to Stop Feeding the Predators on City of Angels Recovery Radio. and healing starts here.